Okay, we'll kick off the Impairment Transition Group meeting now. It's Sue Lloyd speaking. Firstly, welcome to everybody on the phone and thank you for all being available. I know that
it's very
late in the morning and
has joined the conference.
Okay, thank you everybody for joining. I know that it's very early in the morning and late at night for some of you, so we very much appreciate you all being available for the meeting today. It's Sue Lloyd speaking. What I'll do first is just go through a list of the members of the group and the observers just to make sure that we have everybody on the phone who we're expecting to be here. So I have here in the room with me, I've got here in the room with me Bill Hayward and Steve Cooper, who are members of the group, and I also have our staff representatives, Kumar Dasgupta, Jana Strickenbach and Hannah King. So I'll go through the people who are on the phone. Martin Edelman?
Yes, I'm here.
Wayne Basford?
I'm here.
Graham Dyer? Paul Fallon?
I'm here.
Thank you. Scott Bill. Helen Killick?
I'm here.
Thank you. John McDonnell?
Yeah, here.
Tetsuo Nanri?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Vave Foray?
Yes, I'm here.
George?
Hi, I'm here.
Thank you. Jorg Mikael?
Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Chris Ball?
Yes, here.
Alan Yu?
Yes, I'm here.
And then our observers, Karen Stuthers?
Yes, I'm here.
Pablo Perez?
I'm here. Good afternoon.
And Ton Mearshook?
I'm here.
Okay, great. So we have everybody on the phone. I apologise if I've pronounced your names incorrectly. Hopefully, as I get to know you better, I'll get better at that. So firstly, welcome. Thank you very much for being on the phone and also for agreeing to be members of this group, which is going to be a very important group to support the implementation of our new impairment requirements in IFRS 9. I'm not really going to say much as introduction. I believe that you have a copy of the agenda of items that we're going to go through today. The only thing that I did want to stress just before we open up the discussion, particularly in view of the discussion that we're going to have about the implementation status later in the agenda, is that because we haven't actually got any technical issues that we've analysed for discussion today, really the idea is not to raise technical questions or to discuss them at today's meeting. As Kumar will touch on in our next section on the ITG overview and operating procedures, any discussions that we do will be based on an analysis that we've all had chance to look at beforehand rather than a discussion today. So with that brief introduction, I'm going to hand over to Kumar.